All people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The drugs from my generation. And it's a sin to God, the fake, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Dumb.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the deep and dogs.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony. I am your commissioner and the commissioner.
The United States.
Of damn Americas. And I'm joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team. Never it's him. It is him. It doth be. Architect, scientist, inebriator, all around solid guy. Quite the Lego build. Don't. Okay, you know what? Fuck you. It's DP.
Yeah. I was getting old.
Had to ruin it. You get all happy. Of none of that today. We had enough fun on the pre-show.
Nice.
I do like your hoodie.
Yeah.
Did you buy that at the game?
Bought that at the game at the shop there in UW Panther Arena. Real nice. Lightweight hoodie too. Real lightweight. Real nice.
What size is that? What did you get? Double?
This one actually is a double for wearing around the house because it's way too big on me. I actually bought the wrong one, so I went back and I bought another one. So I have one that fits normally, and then I have a double for.
Oh. What size do you think would fit me?
Probably a medium, maybe a large. I think a large. Large.
Why don't you pick up a large? How much are they?
Fuck, I don't remember. $35.
Well, okay, cool. Why don't you pick up a large when you go?
All right. I'll be there while you're listening to the show, everyone.
I know. I'll PayPal you.
I will check it out.
If they have one in the same style, so it'd be the same sizing and maybe a different color, so we don't have the same color. Although it doesn't matter. It's team thing. But if they do have a darker one, let me know.
They definitely didn't have any other styles of color-wise, so this was the only option.
Would you be opposed to FaceTiming me at the shop when you get there?
I will see what we can do. You're going to be awake for that?
Well, you'll be there before 7, won't you?
Game's at 7 or 7:30. I'll have to look at the tickets.
Yeah, I'll be awake between 6:30 and 7:15. You douchebag! I work till 4:30.
Say that like you're, like you're not gonna be awake for the Packers game. So, and that's at 7. So I don't know.
I'm off Saturday, and I get up at 5:30 in the morning. Why do I have to wait till 7 when I can start drinking at noon? But I will. I'll probably build some Lego or something. But yeah. AJ, what do you think? You like that Admirals? That's our minor league hockey team. We are the Nashville Predators affiliate.
I mean, I like it. It's a nice look. It looks so nice. I looked because I also know there's a hockey team for Utah nearby called the Ogden Mustangs. And they got like a nice little horse head black lace hoodie that they have. It looks nice, and it also looks like the official like hockey kind of jersey where it's tied in where the neck is.
Oh yeah, with the lacing.
Oh yeah.
I might get that. That looks nice.
By the way, folks, drinking Miller High Life tonight as well. Let me give him his proper introduction. I got lost
drinking champagne.
I got lost in the minor league hockey swag game for a minute.
So did I. How do you think? I got, how do you think I felt?
And I got a hookup too. So, H.E. Blaz, the phenomenally funky Oh So Fresh one, is here. Hi, buddy. You and your brother got a big game this weekend. Me and DP got a big game this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Against the, I'm playing against some kitty cats. You're playing against some gold miners, I think.
Well, I'd rather be playing against your kitty cats.
I'd rather not be in any game.
Yeah, well, no.
The Eagles happened was a miracle.
Well, you guys have been playing good. It's just whether or not Baker's going to Baker. If you want to hear more NFL playoff talk, just listen to the show that is right before us on the Chairshot Radio Network thread. Go ahead and tune into Chairshot NFL. It is brother of AJ Blaz, Andrew Blaz, the IWC War Chief, myself, and Ray Cash. Ray hates it when I tell him people to follow him at It's Ray Cash. So
that entire rant about, do I give you consent to use my Twitter handle? And Tony just proceeds to just force it into the freaking conversation.
Drive around Houston, you find him down there too. So yeah, I just I'll tell you know exactly where you can find
him. You were on one that night.
Well, that's most nights. This is DWI 412. You're listening to Chairshot Radio Network. Don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. I'm talking about some really cool swag that DP has that I'm trying to get from one of our minor league hockey teams here in Wisconsin. But you can also pick up yourself some really cool swag over at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Plenty of great t-shirts, plenty of great designs. In fact, we got a new one coming out soon. I'll let you know as soon as it comes. But I can't really tell you what it's going to say. I came up with it. It's already Greg approved. We're just wondering when to put it out, when the best time to put it out. So there will be I don't even want to give it away. Just keep looking out. But for now, there's some really cool designs there. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. When we come back, we're going to have the DWI podcast. But until then, listen to this. Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Yes, do not forget to always use your head and head on over to TheChairShot.com. We got you covered. Plenty of podcasts, as you know already. And I think what we do best on the website is coverage. We cover everything from Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW, Ring of Honor, which is part of AEW, obviously. We do have New Japan coverage. We also have TNA coverage. We got you covered over there, plus plenty of opinion articles and things of that nature. So don't forget to check out thechairshot.com. DP, let's let everybody know what's happening on the 412th edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
Boy, is it a big time Raw sheet.
You guys never cease to amaze me.
Do things.
Thank you for that vote of confidence, PC Tunney.
I am amazed at your ability to show up. If you can name the actor and the movie, it'll be worth 400 points on a show where the points don't matter.
It's on Whose Line?
Nope. I'm amazed at your ability to show up. That is from a famous actor in a certain movie. If you don't know, it's going to be really difficult to get.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, you guys both look stumped. It is, yeah. You know my Keanu Reeves.
I was going to say, it definitely sounds like Keanu Reeves because it's in the same vein of, I know Kung Fu.
Exactly. I know Kung Fu.
not from Bill and Ted's. I wouldn't.
No. No.
If it's an obscure Keanu Reeves movie, then I'm probably not going to get it.
No, it's not. It's from the movie Hardball, where he coaches an inner city.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I've never seen it, though.
Out, he the kids, and he tells all of them, he goes, I'm amazed at your ability to show up. Yeah, yeah. Who's the fucking impression king? You tell me now, huh? Huh? Oh, it's not me?
Nah, nah.
I don't know about that, dude.
Whoop.
That was a good Keanu.
All right, here's what we're doing this week. Seth, Rhea, Becky, R-Truth. 3-on-2. Ring the bell. I had to just go over. I am so looking forward to next week's show. I can't fucking wait. I've been trying not to talk about it as much as possible with still talking about it a proper amount without getting into what we're going to finally get into next week. So I went over Raw and SmackDown, and I just chose some big points, and I think we can have some fun with these. I've been still enjoying Raw and SmackDown. How about you guys?
I've been enjoying it, especially one of the topics is really, really hitting home.
I just want to have a quick around the horn on that, because for me, and I really want you guys to touch on this, I can't remember them being as good as they've been since from WrestleMania, the night WrestleMania, right? The WrestleMania weekend. Through the summer, fall, into Royal Rumble. I can't, like, overall, the main roster from WWE has just been at, like, a 7.5 or higher. And like, most times, 8 or higher. That's how I feel. I'm just amazed at it.
I mean, just look at the amount of people that are, like, whatever pay-per-view comes up for WWE, they're like, wow, that was actually really good. That was the, like, we've ranked the pay-per-views on here before, and yeah, like you said, they're all 7.5 or higher.
Above average for going on almost probably over 2 years now, right?
At least. And like, we're still hooked on the every single story. Like, we're still hooked on who can beat Roman, and we're trying to speculate. They're throwing 3 people against them. So
he's still going to win.
He probably will, but that's not the point. As Tunney gets attacked by cats.
Now they know who's boss, trust me.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal television too. Like, SmackDown wise, I haven't been able to watch like fully. Like, I'll get to the bits and pieces of it, but Raw I've been able to watch, and it's just been, I mean, just top to bottom. You know, usually it's like, how often are we always talking about like how much of a struggle it is to fill 3 hours? And like, now, like lately when they've been able to add the comedy stuff back in with R-Truth and everything, like, holy shit. Like, storyline wise, like, they've just been doing a really good job with stories. And that's one of the biggest complaints, right? Is they're not telling good stories and making you want to watch. And they have been doing that almost since, like, kind of what AJ said, like, almost since the Bloodline started. There's been great television.
When's the last time we talked about, hey, let's stop writing so much for these guys and let them do their own thing, and give them bullet point? Jeez, what the look at the shit that's going on over here.
It's getting closer. All right, they're surrounding, circle surround the area. Prepare to attack.
Oh no, he's biscuiting down. He's prepared to. Okay, well, fine.
Settle
you can sit up.
Settle in for the podcast.
I guess. Okay, joining us today is Hawk. He's a black cat. He's 12 years old, but he's still nimble as a thimble, strong as an ox. He can jump from the floor to on top of the refrigerator. He loves cheese and, I don't know, waking me up in the morning. We call him the Alarm Hawk. There you go. Yeah, there you go. All right, cool. That might have been more entertaining than anything else we're going to talk about today. But I think we got around the horn on everything just being really good. Are we all done blowing smoke up the main roster's ass, even though they deserve it?
I was about to say, it's not really smoke. You could have left smoke up their ass and just left at just blowing them.
Don't you? Oh, Jesus. Don't you feel like they're starting to try and establish more tag teams, though, too, in both divisions?
Oh, without a doubt. Like, I'm not really 100% sure on the women's side. They are trying and they're making it compelling, especially with Chelsea Green's whole stuff.
Look at Raw. They had one. They had a promo for the top two stars, and then everything else was a two tag team matches.
Two women's tag team matches. Yeah, it was really good.
I like Zoe and Shayna. If someone could stay healthy or just stay in the company and tag team with Shayna, they should be able to fucking get over. Like, come on, Zoe and Shayna having like a really nice run, and it doesn't have to be okay. When I say that, I'm not asking for another long ass fucking title run, but they can go back and forth with a number of teams and not be without the belts barely at all. Do you know what I mean? They could be 5-time champions and have 3 rivalries over the course of 2.5 years and build a division like that. And then when they're finally done, there's a fucking big time main event, and now you've elevated someone from where Shayna and Zoe are to where Bianca and Becky and Rhea and the rest of those girls are.
I mean, how often did we have the joke that Charlotte only lost her title on Raws? Like, because at least 5 of her championship runs, she lost it on a Raw or a SmackDown against Sasha or Becky or someone else just randomly, and then won it back at the pay-per-view. You can easily do that because people aren't going to be like, Charlotte's meh. It's like, no, people still revere Charlotte as the best women's wrestler of all time.
Well,
and she's like a 14-time world champion.
Well, and it's, you know, kind of part with staying healthy is seeing them on television on the regular, having more matches, having them continue to have tag team matches and show them, you know, will get them more over, because when you see them just get thrown together randomly and it's, you don't see a tag team match or a title defense for months and months, like, again, what we've talked about, who cares?
One present on Christmas Eve. Here it is. Idolo show up at Royal Rumble, yes or no? I say yes.
Yes.
I'll say yes for the shit of it, but I'm not 1,000,000% sure on that.
All right, let's get into the topics. That was a fun little precursor. What if Seth is hurt? What do you do? I don't think he is. I think he'll be fine. But, like, if he's hurt where he can't wrestle, that really sucks, in my opinion, because then they have to fucking drop the belt. And I don't like that being dropped because it's brand new, right? But hopefully, if he is hurt, he's okay enough to wrestle a match. I hope he's not hurt. I don't think he is. I think he'll be fine. But I don't know. What do you guys think? What if he can't wrestle anymore, or what if he has to drop it? What do you do?
He has no title match at the Rumble, correct?
There's no, because it's Roman's title match, which is interesting.
So he's got a gap there.
Which I thought about that. What the hell? Well, now he could definitely have a gap, unless they were going to do something, which is interesting. Is he going to be in the... What if Seth doesn't defend his title at WrestleMania and he goes against Roman?
There you go.
No, that's not going to happen. But...
Elimination Chamber. I feel like it's got to be Elimination Chamber. Qualifying matches to get down to the 6 that go in there, and that's for the world title if he's hurt. So
what does Seth do at the Royal Rumble, though?
He's nothing. He's... If he has no title match, what is he in the Rumble?
Did they fake the injury so that they don't have to have him on the Royal Rumble pay-per-view? Because here's the thing. If you're not going to have a match for Seth Rollins, like, it would have to be some kind of like feud tag match or something which doesn't involve the title, because he's, for him to be in the Royal Rumble doesn't make any fucking sense. You know, there's no way he's going to win.
Absolutely not. Yeah, there's no sense in him being in that. So if you're not going to have him defend the title, and especially the title that you've promoted as, like, they're going to be the workhorse title, and I'm going to defend it all the time.
Does he come to the Royal Rumble and announce, and then because the person that's going to win is going to challenge him right away? Is that a little obvious?
I don't know about that. I kind of turned my nose up to that, like, eh.
Just ask him the questions. I hear voices in my head.
For me, what I think should happen, if it's kayfabe, that he's not hurt, play this up on Raw, have Jinder attack him again, or someone else attack him again, so that way he can, quote-unquote, rest it until Perth at Elimination Chamber. If he is legitimately hurt, though, I'd say rest him for a while, and then if he's still not cleared by Elimination Chamber, that's when you do, like, the six men, like Dan said, where everyone qualifies, tries to become the World Heavyweight Champion, then that might get a little squirrely, because then in my mind, I'm thinking other things, and that would be cool.
I think it's a number one contender Elimination Chamber. I don't think it's for the title. Because I think the main event's going to be Rhea in the Elimination Chamber down there. He's hurt. And that might be the only Elimination Chamber match, to be honest with you.
I think they'll do for men, one for women's. Usually
I was going to say, they usually do one men, one women.
They'll do two.
All right, well.
They'll do two.
I'm just saying.
Both of them are generally number one contenders matches. I mean, last year they didn't, I think, because they did the U.S. title match. But
generally number one.
Generally. 10. I mean, if Seth,
yeah,
but if
we're gonna
Seth
get Sergeant Slaughter in there.
Shout out to Sergeant Slaughter. More than welcome to come on the show. I might have to send him another email or something. He follows me, so I mean.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to the Sarge.
Yeah, Hunter, at least Sarge has the balls to follow me and, you know that he's stealing my shit. Come out of Santa H to Lemmy's fucking Christmas song and I'll know and we'll be friends and that'll be fine. Just do it. All right. Sounds good.
But,
thanks, Wally Paul.
It has to be either a number one contendership match for a title or it actually has to be the title match for an Elimination Chamber. If Seth's legitimately hurt, make that a World Heavyweight Championship Elimination Chamber, and none of the people in the chamber win because Damian Priest cashes in the final two.
It to Priest.
That's confusing. I don't know.
Give it to Priest like Becky had to do with Asuka when she was pregnant.
I don't think Priest is ready to carry up. I mean,
yeah, but you might have to hotshot. You might have to springboard it quick.
Seth, here's where this conversation needs to go. If Seth is hurt and can't wrestle and has to drop the belt and misses Mania, it's got to be Punk and Cody then. And then Cody beats Punk.
But would the story be finished?
Yeah, because he won a WWE World Championship. That's
not the championship. I don't know if the.
You got
I don't
it.
Know if...
I'm all confused. You probably need him to beat Roman too, don't you?
No, I'm not saying you need him to beat Roman. I'm just saying, wasn't the whole story?
He just needs to win that title that his father never won, and that's a WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, but he did. But you understand that the American Dream did hold the big goal.
The WWE World Heavyweight Championship is equivalent to the WWE Championship because the WWE Championship is a heavyweight championship as well.
All right, fine. I'm making conversation for the sake of making good content. Come on. You're just poo-pooing on it. Because I'm like, isn't the story the WWE?
Okay.
That title didn't exist when Cody wanted to win the WWE title.
Well,
see, so it's, Dan's agreeing.
I'm going to tell you right
now. I'll disagree.
It's the World Heavyweight Championship. Let's say before winning the WWE Championship, story's finished already.
I'm not saying he can't win it. I think he's got to win. He's going to win the other one at some point. But if they got to do it now, then do this. Well, that's fine.
You can't because. Well, then you're going to have to wait. Wait till next year's Royal Rumble. Maybe Cody beats Roman at next year's Royal Rumble, ends the reign, and then you get Cody Roman at WrestleMania, where Cody defends and beats Roman and sends him on a vacation for till the next Rumble. You know, Roman's got like a 9-monther coming when he drops that title.
Oh, yeah. He might be done. Like, he's going to drop it.
He's going to drop it at a Mania, and you won't see him till Royal Rumble. Like, he's taking some time.
And then he wins that Rumble.
Probably. I mean, that would be, wouldn't that be, that'd be very smart.
I mean, that would, I'm just saying.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Rhea and Becky. Big promo. Becky comes out and admits and says, I think you might be better than me. But I have the heart of a lion and the tenacity of a lion. And even though you have the strength of a bear, I need to know. And I'm willing to give it my best shot. And the only way I'm going to be able to know is by winning the Royal Rumble. And Rhea says, no one would be happier than me if you won the Royal Rumble. I'll see you at WrestleMania. Because Rhea made a point of saying she thinks that she can beat Becky. Maybe she thinks she's going to have a really tough time with Nia. And I think that might be maybe the Rhea doesn't even in the Elimination Chamber. Maybe it's Rhea versus Nia in Perth in the main event. What are you guys' thoughts here on what's going to happen with Rhea Ripley without getting too much into the Rumble, but on what we talked about with this promo here and Becky?
I'll play with you, Becky.
Nice.
Did you see Seth come in with his daughter? The cat's gone because I leaned back on the chair. Seth come in with his daughter to open Raw?
Yeah, I did see that.
You can tell, you know Seth's the father. She looks way more like Seth and Becky.
But the only problem that I have with the Royal Rumble...
Well, you know Becky's her mom, too, because, like...
Yes, I do. Yes.
It came out of Becky.
Yes, I am aware. That's why Asuka had the title in the briefcase.
Way much higher percentage of knowing for sure than the other gender.
As far as we know. I mean, I never saw the video.
Of the birth or the conception?
To your dismay?
You're looking for both, are you now?
I'm not looking for anything. I'm just saying I can't confirm or deny.
The only problem I have, especially since they centered it around the Royal Rumble, is there's only 4 women announced for the Royal Rumble so far. As we're recording this, it's Bayley, Nia, Becky, Bianca. That's it. Like, those are the only 4.
All right, 2 presents. Mickey James is definitely going to be in the Royal Rumble this year.
That I'm going to disagree with.
Really? She's the head of OVW now. She's not the head. She's like one of the head trainers / whatever in OVW.
I don't think WWE still owns OVW, though. That's the thing.
I think there's still a connection there, and all this is there. I think Mickey comes back. Back into WWE and have one last run?
I think she's still under TNA employee. And I know the last time we saw Mickey in the Royal Rumble, she was the women's champion. She was the knock.
Wouldn't that be a brilliant way for TNA to start a nice relationship with WWE?
I'm not against it.
She's going to walk out at number 12 with a trash bag over her shoulder. That's a big comedic bit.
Let her have her fun. Sure. You tell me, and Hunter doesn't care. Like, what does it do to him? It makes him look good. On top of that, what a big fuck you without even being a big fuck you. You can just say we'd like to start a relationship because we believe in what they're doing. And AEW, you know, eventually dissolves their relationship and is stuck with just New Japan and whatever else they can come up with and their fledgling compound of ROH and, I mean, that'd be insane if WWE just went, okay, here, We're going to give you the number two promotion too, by the way. Not that we're going to run it, but we're just going to kind of be like, oh, you need anything?
Sorry, I stand corrected. Mickey James is not under TNA employee. So, yes. Okay, fine. I can see that going now.
I was pretty sure of that.
Daniel.
Why would she be in charge in OVW, a bunch of stuff, if she was still TNA?
I don't know. I still, though. Like, I would like to see Becky versus Rhea. I do. I'm not denying that. It's, I don't think they've had a match against each other. I could be wrong on that, too.
No, I don't think so. Because I think so, that would have come up in the promo, even though Becky mentioned a lot of ways in which they were the same, right? They come from another land to make it big here. Both came through NXT. Both main evented, you know, kind of changed character, found themselves in another way in which they didn't come up as.
Yeah, so they are very much alike in a lot of ways. So I'm definitely on board for this match. Mania, maybe. It also depends on who wins the Women's Rumble and if it is going to be Becky or if it's going to be, you know, Bayley or whoever else. Like, it's probably someone who's not even announced or surprise return. We don't know.
Yeah. My guess is it's probably going to be one of those four that were announced that are going to win it. I definitely, you know, I'm on board with Bayley winning the Rumble. This promo was totally 100% just a discussion or put him in front of the crowd and see what reaction we get to see if this is our WrestleMania match. And I think they got what they wanted. I think this is going to be a WrestleMania match. It makes a lot of sense. The promo made total sense as to why they should wrestle each other. You know, looking at the other side with damage control, I still feel like that's the story they're telling on that side of Bayley and breaking up with damage control, going against EO. I think storyline-wise, it kind of makes more sense for Bayley to win that Royal Rumble. So Becky has to have her second chance of winning it at the Elimination Chamber, winning her chance, and just makes it a bigger story for her to build that to WrestleMania, to get her not winning the Rumble, but have to win the Elimination Chamber in order to get a shot at Rhea.
I don't know. That. I think the fact that Bayley already has a running storyline with damage control, it makes it easier to get to that match without having her win the Rumble. Now I think, because I had Bayley winning the Rumble before, but I think Becky winning the Rumble, saying it's my only way, you know, Bayley hasn't put that pressure on herself yet. She just said she's coming for whatever, you know, or she wants, I think she's going for Rhea because she wants to finish it. So now she doesn't, and then she gets treated badly, and finally she turns and says, you know what, I'm coming for it. I think that's an easier way to go. That's just my opinion.
That's true.
It's rare when you and I disagree.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I could see it going that way too. That makes sense. And the other side too, right? Becky's saying that's her only way, not getting it, and then having to fight through and figure out, oh, is there another way? There's going to be another chance at the Elimination Chamber I can fight to get there, you know. I get both of them. I definitely get both of them. Whichever way, I think those are the two matches you're getting to.
Problem is they both work, but if Bayley wins, she immediately has to turn on damage control because you can't sit and have the other one story wait for her to pick. You see what I'm saying? Otherwise, we're just waiting around for like till Perth until like both women's matches are decided because Bayley just hasn't chosen yet. I think it's just easier to get there and drag it out with her messing up at Royal Rumble or whatever for whoever, for maybe the other members, she messes it up. Like she throws them out because she wanted to win. She said, I was doing it for damage control. I don't know.
It's true.
I mean, that is possible. Then again, we've also seen the whole thing with going back to certain things to make this happen. We've seen Batista with the two contracts when he had the choice to pick between Triple H and whoever the SmackDown world champion was at that time. And he gives the thumbs up and then the thumbs down, which you could easily do with Bailey.
What up until now? And let me tell you, there's two SmackDowns before, but are we really going to start the seeds, lay the seeds, and make the turn within 2 weeks? I don't think so.
What I think will happen, if I'm just going to play in the play place here, what I think is going to happen if Bailey wins.
We're really getting into next week's show, but I don't care.
I know, I don't care either. If Bailey wins, she can tease, like, I'm gonna go to Raw. I'm gonna go talk to Adam Pearce and say I want that. I want to face whoever the women's world champion is and everything else. And she just like never does it. Like she'll make an excuse like, he was busy in a meeting. I knocked on his door and he didn't answer and everything else until she turns on Damage Control. Meanwhile, Becky, who keeps saying that this is her only chance is to win the Royal Rumble, doesn't that sound a lot like Shawn Michaels in the lead-up of 26? I need to win the Rumble to face The Undertaker again? Well, it's a little similar where she's going to... She loses the Rumble, goes ape, attacks during the Elimination Chamber.
On one hand, two of the combatants are already at each other. On the other hand, they're not even anywhere near it yet. So I just don't see it. We got to move on. Don't worry. Next week, we can have that conversation for as long as you want.
Okay.
But I want to change up the order. Thoughts on the 3-on-2 handicap match? I mean... whatever.
I'm more disappointed in that shield bomb where LA Knight was the one doing the power bomb and he didn't go, ooh yeah, and then do the power bomb like the shield bomb.
You want him to mock Roman? He might have been told. Well, I mean, they did it though. They did it. Why wouldn't you? Maybe someone asked him not to, even though they were going to do the move. I don't know.
I feel like that's such a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I say that sometimes. I'm like the new Steve Allen. That's fine. Dan, do you have anything to say here?
I didn't see it. That's what I didn't want to watch.
All right. R-Truth strikes again. Let's get into it. I saved the best for last.
Literally.
Damian Priest is trying to shut down his t-shirt business, and R-Truth is like, well, here's your cut. And Priest's like, all right, just don't be too loud about it. He gives Finn his cut in the ring, drops it all over the place. He gives Dom his cut. JD comes up and asks, where's my cut? And Truth goes, you ain't on the shirt, man.
Even Priest said that in the clubhouse, where JD's like, "Where's my court?" And then it's just like, "I don't see your name on the shirt, man. I don't know." It was brilliant. It was so damn good with how well this is going, especially Priest also telling him, "Don't tag in. Just trust me. Don't tag in."
And we kind of got to a point now, too, where we've reached another level of the story, because Truth clearly knows something. He's got to be – something's going to change now, considering what Priest did. He's always had that little interaction with Tom and Nick and Finn.
He's kind of worried about, okay.
Yeah, he's worried about Nick. He hasn't been able to hook up with him on Facebook.
Actual lines from the promo.
Go back and listen to Busted Open. R-Truth is on Busted Open this week or last week. It'll say it on the podcast. Yeah, and he starts going into character with those guys and La Greca and Bubba, and I think it was Tommy.
Yeah,
Tommy's also on it.
No, but I know there's. Was he the third guy on that day? The video is even better, but Bubba's just losing his shit. Oh my god! If you can find that video of R-Truth, just YouTube the video of Busted Open R-Truth, and it's fun because this dude, he's a fucking Hall of Famer, and he's been a Hall of Famer for a long time. You know, it's kudos to Triple H. This is one of the best things he's done because he called R-Truth and said, "Hey, you ready to go?" And R-Truth said, "Yes." And he threw him right into a huge storyline and was so great at it that the word out in the street from R-Truth even is that Damian Priest is the one who said, "This is awesome. We need to keep this going. You know, can we, you know," went in and said, can we find a more of a story to tell here? And they're doing a great job.
And it seems like they might be using it.
It wasn't Tommy.
I thought it was Tommy.
It wasn't Tommy. It was Mark Henry.
Oh, that's right. It was Mark. Was losing his shit too. I forgot. Mark was, yeah, if you watch the video, Mark's in the upper left, Greco's upper right, R-Truth is lower right, Bubba's lower left. Yeah, that's right, it was Mark. Mark's losing his shit too.
I'm 2 minutes in and Bubba Ray's face is already beat red.
Oh yeah, because R-Truth can't help but, like, LaGreca sets him up a few times and he just goes right into it, because I think they're talking birth. About the video where since birth. Oh my god, it's so
good. Came out of the womb as part of the Judgment Day.
This is the part of wrestling that is so underrated when it's done amazingly. Like, when we've talked about this on other shows, we've talked about this since he's come back, but like, it's like him and Santino and Kurt Angle and who did the moves on the outside?
Damian Sandow.
Yeah, Sandow.
Yeah.
Mizdow.
Mizdow, yes. When you execute the clown prince role, right? It's like the Harlem Globetrotter. The clown prince of the Harlem Globetrotters was the one with the mic and joked around with the other team and the fans and made it more entertaining than just watching a basketball game with cool moves because it had a little bit of a storytelling to it. When you find one that can actually and has some legitimacy to them, like R-Truth does, like a Sandow did, even Santino, like Santino's first night, he wins the IC championship, right? You know, and you talk about these guys, it's amazing.
When you commit to it, you know, commit to it, dive headfirst into
right.
it.
Oh, yes.
And make it work.
Commit
like,
to the bit.
Like you 100%. Still see the pictures, like even on social medias, you see the pictures of, you know, Judgment Day eating lunch together, and it says Judgment Day eating lunch together, and there's R-Truth on the like table right behind them, like looking like, you know, he's just like, he's there, but he's not there. It's like, they just do such a good job.
One of the best parts of the match was the fact that Damian and Balor, before the match starts, they do their whole thing camera side on the ropes, and R-Truth comes up behind him and smiles, and somebody's got a picture of Priest and Balor with Truth smiling before Priest and Balor break, and like kind of like, what are you doing, man?
Balor looks right and sees a black hand and goes, hey, wait a minute.
That or Truth coming out during the entrance. You just hear other side playing, and then it's just like, what is R-Truth doing like 5 feet behind them?
Do you want to know one of the most amazing things they could do? Is if R-Truth, it comes down to it, Rhea has it, and she's upset, and she leaves the group, and R-Truth becomes the new leader, and the Judgment Day is face, and Dominic just gets cheered so loud he can't hear him talk.
Jeez, that would be amazing.
I got a feeling.
Just R-Truth is going, I know mommy's gone.
Tony.
Little Dommy.
I know mommy's gone. And it's really sad.
Tony.
But you got our daddy.
Our daddy.
Our little Dom.
Our daddy.
And you're welcome if that is the title.
Right?
Maybe not.
I
can see that happening.
I do feel like this, like just the way they did it, like Monday Night Raws with Priest, like going, just try and keep that a little secret, like everything. Like this is going to eventually lead to Priest being ousted from the Judgment Day.
This just came to me. Here's how valuable R-Truth is and how secret sauce he is. You barely recognize it's 3 hours anymore. He he fills the extra time. It's the extra element that doesn't make a 3-hour show too much. Tell me that's not true.
That's what I was saying at the beginning. That's true. Right? Was like, you don't, like, before it was like, how in the hell do they, their 3 hours is just too fucking long. And now it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
And the best part about this entire story, it's not just because R-Truth is amazing and making comedy fucking platinum. Not even comedy gold, it's platinum now. It's the fact that now Damian Priest feels bad for doing shit. Like, Damian, I don't know if you guys saw it or not. Damian goes for the chokeslam, like, I don't want to fucking do this. Does South of Heaven, wins the match, and he's just like, I don't, okay, yeah, I won, but, nah. He's actually feeling bad about it.
Everybody's
and that,
selling it.
I think that's what sells it so well.
So it makes it, that's
do you think
a big
we
difference.
Can end up, do you think we could end up where a space, too, on the other side of it, where, in more realistic world, that Rhea goes, you know what? You want him in so bad? You and him versus Finn and Dom and JD. 3-on-2. And if you and R-Truth can defeat, that could be like WrestleMania right there. After they've lost the tag championships or something, he's still got the thing, and R-Truth helps him cash it in afterwards, and they split off or something.
Could be.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think this leads to eventually Priest leaving the group.
Priest is a guy that is waiting to carry the summer, right? Like, he's on deck for the summer. All right.
Yeah.
We're gonna wrap it up here. Anybody have one last thought that they need to get off their chesticles before I go grab a beer and we do some trivia?
I need to put my name on a shirt so I can get that cut.
Well, yeah. You need to find something.
Yeah, brother.
As the judge. And DWI hasn't quite reached that level yet, but we're doing pretty good. And we thank you for listening. DWI 412, Don't Drink and Drive, Drinking Podcast. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You hear the beer can crack, and I may not feel peachy anymore, but I got some more stuff, too, because it's phenomenal funky facts, everybody. Really no banter about how total BS or some horseshit about trivia? Or
I
was just trying to slam that beer, not drop my phone. The cat decided to pull the seat rest off the chair and put it on the ground and then lay on it on the ground instead of on the chair. Didn't trip over that, thankfully, and grab the trivia board. So I'm sorry, but I'm here. Slightly inebriated. But that's every night.
That's fair.
When is that not
but anyway, yeah. Anyways, we're still on the Rumble train with trivia.
Choo-choo!
I didn't even plan that, and you both did the fucking conductor choo-choo.
Are you drinking?
No.
I think that was a can of Sprite that he had.
Yeah, I know. I seen it before we started the show. I didn't know if he switched yet or not.
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, doctor's appointment
that's
tomorrow
right.
morning. I gotta be careful.
What? Just for that, Tony, 1, 2, or 3.
Hold on. Well, if everything goes okay, I really want that fucking Admiral's hoodie, okay?
I think it'll be alright.
let's get rid of it. Let me drop that deuce.
Dropping that deuce. Ooh, not the platter. Okay.
That's me.
Who has? I am not plat.
No, you're not.
Who has the most?
Wait. Do it again.
Do it again.
Come on. I am not plaid. I can see that.
Like your hat. Are you Peyton Manning?
I don't think it fits. Come on.
Anyway. Who has the most Royal Rumble appearances for the men?
Who's appeared in the most Royal Rumbles all time?
Yes, all time.
Nope.
I'm counting multiple gimmicks, by the way.
That was a clue?
Maybe.
Pick the wrong
Tony
brother.
Says Taker. Dan with the correct answer of it's gotta be Kane.
Was he ever in as anybody but Kane?
He went in once as Isaac Yankum, and he went in once as Fake Diesel.
Okay.
I wouldn't even thought of that. But
majority of the time he was Kane.
He's been around for 50 years.
Keep up the good work, AJ.
Yeah, no problem. Dan, one or three, since you don't have to drop the deuce anymore.
I'm a one this year.
Are you? Are you?
He's got to get the waste out somehow. So I know I just said once is, Fake Diesel, and this one has to do with Razor Ramon, but the real one. True or false, Scott Hall has never competed in a Royal Rumble match. Whether he be Scott Hall or the bad guy.
I mean, you're asking the question, am I going to false this again?
I am asking,
true.
Has Scott Oliver Hall ever been in the Royal Rumble? Whether he is Scott Hall or the bad guy, Razor Ramon.
Are we going to change the way we answer this question or not? Like, you just made me change the way I answered this question.
How did I change that? Has Scott Hall been in the Royal Rumble?
Okay, yes or no. You change your answer to a yes or no, DP.
Okay.
Has he ever been in the Royal Rumble, Scott Hall? Yes or no, under any iteration? Okay.
And they both say no, which is surprisingly correct.
Yeah.
I got really
Fake Razor was Rick Bogner.
I got really confused there, sorry.
That's
just me. That's just me. Or maybe it's you, but it's probably just me.
Also, another notable name that has never been in the Royal Rumble, D-Von Dudley.
That I knew that. Why didn't you ask that question? Dan didn't know that one. D-Von Dudley. See?
But
all right, anyway.
Many times.
So Dan's ahead 2-1. Last question. In the Royal Rumble, how many women have went over an hour in a Royal Rumble match?
Oh, jeez. What a question.
How many women have been in the Rumble for over an hour?
Oh, shit.
In the single Rumble?
in a single rumble, not a cumulative. We know Charlotte's like the Iron Woman.
Hold on.
How many women have been in a single Royal Rumble match for over an hour?
I'm choosing between two numbers. You ready?
So, Tony says two. Dan also says two.
That means I win.
Are we wrong? Is it one?
You're both wrong. It's only one, and that's good old mommy.
I was going to put one, and then it changed.
No.
Yes, Rhea was the only one, right?
Rhea and Liv mm-hmm. both started one and two that rumble, and they both went to the end.
An hour. No.
They both made it to the end. She was the last one eliminated. That had to have been an hour.
Was she?
It had to have been. That's the only reason I thought it was two. Because otherwise, nobody from one or two has made it, has won the whole thing. So it couldn't have been over an hour. Those are the only two options.
Okay, no, Dan is right. I forgot Liv was number two because every single site that I look at, it says that it's only Rhea.
Probably because she won it. Yeah. So I bet you would say that.
Dan has a better short-term, medium-term, and long-term memory, and I host the show. Those are our duties, okay? We're the
big duty.
The same person. We're a team. All right, whatever. This show is over with. I'm done with this. You win, you son of a bitch. Well done.
Dan Clean swept it.
This was a great job on the trivia today. Everybody
Wait. I did have a tiebreaker, and I want to see if Dan can get it.
Oh.
How many Rumble appearances did Kane do?
Ooh.
Glenn Jacobs.
Can we write it down? Can we write it down just in case and see if I can get it, maybe? Even sure. though you won. You won.
I know that answer.
How many appearances? Okay, hold on. Ooh. Oh, because, yeah. Oh, I don't. Oh, man. Okay, you got those two. So, hold on.
Hold on, dude. Doing finger math right now.
Tunney is actually counting with his fucking fingers.
All the years that he's been in the WWE. He hasn't missed a year, I don't think.
So, okay, I got to
go back for one.
All right, I'm ready. You ready?
More than Dolph Ziggler.
Dan with the cleanest sweep.
Really? Good God. The guy is amazing this year. Good
by the way, 20, by the way. 18 is Kane, 1 is Isaac Yankum, and 1 is Fake Diesel.
It's more than Ziggler. Ziggler's got 16. Loading up on Rumble Trivia.
My last call for alcohol.
What do you mean it's last call?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's the last thing we're going to talk about, and it's a few things. BTW, a little speed lightning round. Is that Crown Royal bottle? You finished that bad boy? Mother's milk?
Hey, Crown Royal peach.
Tampa.
Yeah, I recognize the bottle. If you're not watching the game show The Floor, go to Fox and catch up on the first three episodes and then watch the fourth episode next week, because let me tell you right now, as a game show enthusiast, this is the next one that's going to stick around for a while. Rob Lowe hosts. It's a 9x9 floor of squares, and everybody is on 1 per 81. People start off in their square with their topic of expertise. And what happens is a randomizer chooses somebody on a square, and you don't get to choose a square diagonal to you. You can only get one that shares an entire border with you, not a corner. So if you're on a border, you have less than someone who's in the middle more. And then you challenge that person in their topic. And what happens is you go up to the front then, and there's a big video board, and it's all visual. and say like it's sports teams and they just show you the logos of the NFL teams, you go back and forth. And once your time runs out because you take longer to answer questions or say pass, you lose 3 seconds, you get eliminated and you absorb that person's territory. And then if someone beats you, they take your territory until one person wins all of this. So check it out. It's on Fox. The fourth episode will be up. I think they're down to after the first 3 episodes. We're in the upper 50s now with people. It's super fun. It's just a really good time. It's a really quick 45 minutes if you watch it on the DVR or without commercials. So
if
check it out.
If you challenge somebody and you are unsuccessful, do they take yours? Or is it just nope?
No. Here's what happens. So if you challenge some... Okay, hold on. I'm trying to remember exactly. If you challenge somebody and you beat them, you have your topic still, right?
Okay.
And then you have a choice whether you can challenge someone in the space you have now around you, someone that shares a border with you completely, or you can go back to the floor with your topic. If you challenge somebody and beat them, or if you get challenged and you get beaten, that person adopts your category and has to be challenged on that.
That's interesting.
So, yeah. But if you can manage the night, you have time between this week and next week to bone up on that topic. Honestly, like, I think DP's writing it down now, so he checks it out because he knows how much I love game shows and Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune and Price is Right.
Luck
was my favorite.
That was all right. Well, you're a whammy guy. That's going to
no
be
whammies,
my...
No whammies.
I changed my last call topic, so everybody check it out. Let me know what you think. AJ, we're going to save Dan's as a surprise and hoping he came up with one. as a Belaz, I think you're almost, it's your right of way to speak on this.
Yeah, that's true, because TNA is back. It's no longer Impact. It is TNA once again. Tunney giving the good old Moose chant because he defeated Alex Shelley for the TNA World Championship. Good job knowing that.
Yeah, I'm going to pay attention. I think I have it actually on my DirecTV plan, so I'm going to start recording and watching it because AEW isn't doing it for me. I want to have something else to talk about besides the main roster. And NXT.
There you go. And
I don't like talking about NXT because I'm not in love with it.
Yeah, but I mean... A lot of TNA is like the main roster WWE, but you have a lot of key points where it's, you have the guy who's very solidified, kind of like a gatekeeper. He doesn't need to have the world championship in Josh Alexander, and he beat not just our boy Hammer, but Greg's boy, since he actually knows Alexander Hammerstone IRL. They had a match. Like I said before, Moose versus Shelley with a little surprise entrance from, Nick Nemeth at the end of it, showing up, ripping off his shirt, showing that he is TNA bound, actually signed if you go on the website. And here's what I'm going to say just for Dan's sake. There are some old, not old, but former WWE wrestlers that are on TNA. Kind of like, I'm pretty sure if I say Dirty Dongo, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Dirty Dongo?
Dirty Dango.
Oh, Dango.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, nice.
Also, he's in a group with, I know we're not going to know the actual name that he's going by now, of Oleg Prudius, but that's Vladimir Kozlov.
I saw that. I saw Kozlov was there. Pretty cool.
And then Rhino's still in it. They, as always, they have a really good women's division. Trinity, also known as Naomi, was the women's champion, lost to Jordan Grace. So
another Royal Rumbler.
Yeah. And also for a Fatal 4-Way tag team match for the tag titles, we saw a surprise come in with the grizzled young veterans, you know, the old tag team from NXT. They showed up. I don't know if they're signed to TNA yet or not, but you definitely have some names that you saw and you're like, they're pretty good. I remember them. I have to go check it out maybe. So I made the prediction. I think TNA is going to be the number two company of the year at the end of it because AEW is just not doing it.
All right, DP. Good job, AJ. Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what TNA does for sure. I can always fast forward through it like I fast forward through everything else I watch. So, DP. I mean, come on. At certain points, you just kind of... Although right now I got AJ Francis out there. I think I'm watching the countdown to Hard to Kill. I turned TNA on. It's on it. On Thursdays, access 3:40 on DirecTV.
Not on YouTube TV, that's for sure. Let's get that right.
No, you can get TNA Plus and watch it commercial free for a certain amount of money per subscription.
I've already. It comes with what I pay for outside of other things. Dan pays for outside of other things.
Oh, also one more thing: the two announcers for TNA, Dan. Tom
Jeff
Phillips
got a hairdos and Simon got a biscuits.
Close a damn enough.
It's not even true because Simon's got a hairdos and Jeff's got a biscuits.
Yeah.
Tom Phillips and Aiden English, obviously going by their actual names, but they are the announcers for TNA.
Wow. Okay.
He did the announcing for
the singing guy.
The opera singer.
Yeah.
He was the opera singer.
Yeah.
He does commentary now for TNA.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right, DP, razzle dazzle us with your last call segment.
Oh, boy. Get ready for this one. All right. So I saw this is a question for you guys to book.
I thought you were going to say you pooped this morning.
Yay.
I pooped today.
Oh, there's the title.
So I saw a tweet from one Mr. John Cena who said he doesn't know how much time he has left and he might be looking for one last run in WWE. He's up for whatever WWE has for an idea for him to close out his career as a wrestler. What do you guys want to see in his final run if he has one left in the tank? See,
can I go first?
Hand raised.
Yeah, because I seen something. Now that you brought that up, when you bring stuff up that matters, I remember things that I read because my short-term memory is trash. Randy Orton said it would be really cool to challenge John Cena to wrestle John Cena for a world championship at WrestleMania, and what better way to send Cena out then at WrestleMania 41, after he has accomplished winning that 17th, is it 17? We're calling 16.
17th.
Right? Yeah.
It'll be the 17th if he wins.
Winning the 17th somewhere, somehow, against somebody, however you want to start there. And then forming a program in which Randy Orton defeats him at WrestleMania in his last match, because what better way and what better... What other, like, name two more WWE guys inside of one generation? Like, you could say Shawn and Hunter. That's it, right?
Taker.
Which I know Taker. Both of them.
I know, not Shawn and Taker. Sorry, I meant Shawn and Taker. I meant Shawn and Taker, not Shawn and Hunter. Sorry, Hunter just came out. Shawn and Taker and John and Randy, those four guys have never been anywhere else. They got there, they stayed there forever. But, like, that's a perfect end to Cena's, like, fucking run. Like, he could, I'd be okay with him doing the Ric Flair thing. Because, and other people have done it before Ric Flair. So it's just the most recent major, major thing to have that storyline. But Cena comes back and says, all right, I'm back till I lose. Really? Oh, okay. Oh, and now I'm a contender. Now, if you win this match, you're number one contender for the champion. Now you're a champion. Now you won a championship. Now you're in the WrestleMania, road to WrestleMania. Now Randy Orton, now you're at WrestleMania, and now you're, and Randy Orton beats you. Can you
that,
get
that, that would be nice.
Can you get, you can easily get RKO'd right out of an attitude adjustment. And that's how that match ends. And that's how Cena's career ends. There you go. Bye, Tunney. Listen up.
Now that is the first booking by Tunney I can enjoy.
Should have went last.
One. God, come on. Well,
play the music,
I'm sorry.
And out.
I mean,
Costanza.
I didn't know I was going to get there. I
just know how you were starting.
You can follow me at Phenomenal AJP.
Yeah. If you want to go home, go home, kid.
I'm not trying to. I can't beat that. Oh,
then let's go. I know.
Beautiful.
You can go ahead and say, remember what you're going to say. But I just knew I wanted to talk about, and I'm so glad Dan brought it up. I knew I wanted to talk about Randy Orton saying that in an interview, that one of his bucket list things right now that he'd love to do is wrestle John Cena for a title at WrestleMania. And it makes so much sense next year. It really, really, really does. Especially since Cena also said, I don't have much time left in the WWE.
I just realized that have they ever done a one-on-one at Mania?
Dan, we're going to 41. They've never, only tag matches too. And that's another thing Randy said. They've never had one-on-one at Mania.
Like the closest they had was 24, but that included Triple H.
Dan, we're going to 41.
To see that in Minnesota.
Oh, let's go.
Well, they haven't announced that yet.
Well, who cares? Nashville, fine. We're there. Indianapolis, we're there. We got it all covered. We're going all
shorter driving. Nashville, Dandy.
Nashville's like 6 hours too.
Yeah. Right? Well, I said if they do an Indy instead of Minnesota, I'd rather do that. It's shorter driver.
Our playlist goes Indy, Minneapolis, Nashville. But we're there for any one of them, especially if all this is happening. And Roman still has it. Imagine if Roman still, oh Jesus, then we got to do two.
See, what I was going to say was I would like it if
Cena and Orton are on night one. It could be home on Sunday to watch the night two.
There goes my money.
The only thing that I would like more than that.
There goes my money.
The only thing that I would like more than that is, I don't know how he would get it unless he's on Raw, but Randy also becomes a 16-time champion, and then somehow, some way, he loses it again, and then him and Cena have a program.
Now you're stretching it out.
I would like it, because I know Ric Flair has also said that he wants to see those two try to beat his record.
No, I mean, if we just listened to everything Ric Flair said, we'd probably all be, well, never mind.
If we listened to everything Ric Flair said, I'm pretty sure we would all have liver damage.
All right. This is how we're going to end the show really quick around the horn. Who looked better? And you're just going to say the person's name, and I'll go first, and I'll set up the premise. Who looked better this weekend? Ric Flair at Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, getting the crowd psyched up, or Hulk Hogan saving a woman trapped in a minivan after an accident? I'll say Hulk Hogan. I am a real Samaritan. AJ?
Saving a woman from a crushing van.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, brother.
I'm only saying Hulk Hogan because Blair is a fucking fraud for doing that. He's a Falcons fan.
Hey, when
out of here.
When your car's crashing down and you're stuck inside.
The smell of gasoline makes you unable to hide. There's a special place in hell for us.
So they don't have to go get stitches. I am a real Samaritan. All right, go ahead, DP. I had to finish the verse.
What am I finishing with? Where are you need to find me?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's me, DPP. All over the worldwide social media interwebs. Podcast DWI for this show on the Twitter, Twix, X, Facebook.com/DWI podcast. That's everywhere. That's chairshot.com too. But you guys cover that.
Yeah.
Follow me at PC Tony. I don't know.
We're not just podcast galore, we're articles galore.
Yeah. Chairshot Radio Network. All your favorite streaming networks.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.